Sam Bornstein has a passion for engineering. He founded Juno Makerspace about a year ago as a place for like-minded creators to come and build their dreams.
Anyone who wants to create or make or design anything is our goal. We want to be able to get the widest net possible and be available for any type of project that you have that you want to work on.
He and some volunteers are still clearing out the group's new facility, which feels like a commercial garage with high ceilings and a big roll-up door. When they moved in over the summer, it was filled wall-to-wall with ceramic molds from the previous occupants. It's mostly clear now, making room for some tables and the latest addition, a donated 3D printer. Inside a big glass and metal box, a moving print nozzle lays down melted plastic in a precise pattern. As the plastic cools, more layers are added to form small objects based on a digital model. Bornstein loads the design for a vase into the printer's built-in computer to show it in action.
All right, let's see here. That looks good. Let's hit print and see what happens.
The printer requires very precise calibration, and Bornstein is still getting familiar with all the different controls and adjustments.
So it sat in someone's garage until yesterday. And they brought it over here and gave it to us and said, good luck.
Once it's adjusted, the print head moves back and forth, laying down layers of plastic. The outline of the base emerges in just a couple of minutes, but Bornstein estimates it will take 7 to 12 hours for the printer to build up the finished face, layer by layer. Bornstein, who has a day job in finance, plans to eventually teach others in Juno to use the printer for their own projects. Juno Makerspace is planning a Kickstarter campaign to pay for more tools and equipment. Bornstein hopes that people with many different skills will gather to share their knowledge and experience.
I'm hoping we can build a community of makers here. And again, we've got artists and teachers and designers all coming together, and I'm hoping that we can all learn from each other.
Soon, they'll announce membership plans for those interested in gaining access to the space and its resources. In Juno, I'm David Purdy.